This morning we recall the suffering of Jesus on the cross, and we are humbled by his love and sacrifice for each and every one of us. We are thankful for the opportunity to learn by his example. May we strive to live lives that reflect his teachings. Jesus Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed is the Lord who comes to us with the message of grace and who comes in his Father's name to save us from our sinful ways. Happy Easter, everyone. You are all so welcomed and so loved by all of us here at Wellspring Church on this, I'm going to call it a beautiful morning because it is a beautiful morning. I'm going to start reading from Luke 24, verse 1, if you'd like to follow along in your Bibles. Luke 24, verse 1. On the first day of the week, early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" It was dawn at this time. They sometimes call it the golden hour. When the women went to the tomb this time of the morning, it's usually a spiritual time when the colors of dawn are vivid and warm. The tomb had been sealed by a circular stone that would have taken several strong men to roll it away. It had been guarded by the Roman soldiers until the women discovered the tomb was empty. The women were very confused. These were women who followed Jesus. I can't even imagine being there. They followed him. They listened to him. They watched as he was beaten. They stayed as he was on the cross. They followed him as he was placed in the tomb. They saw it all. The women saw Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus quickly prepare Jesus' body for the burial. But the women had come back to properly complete the preparation of his body. They had discussed what they would do with that heavy stone, but when they got there, it had been rolled away. They found Jesus was not in the tomb. They didn't expect this at all. Their hearts were probably pounding. They were probably crying at first. The resurrected Jesus could have passed through the stone to leave the tomb, but he did not. He left the tomb with no special celebration. No embellishment was necessary for him. The stone was simply rolled away so that others could see in and know that Jesus indeed had risen from the dead. Two angels were there to announce Jesus' resurrection to a small group of women. And they asked, why do you seek the living among the dead? The humbleness of Jesus is brought forth by the recognition that Jesus' birth was only announced to a few humble and modest women. His rebirth was announced to a few humble and modest women who were considered very unimportant to their culture. The women were encouraged by the angels to look for Jesus where there is resurrection life and where he is worshiped in spirit and in truth. Luke 24, starting at verse 6. "He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." And then they remembered his words. And when they came back from the tomb, they told all of these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to be like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. It's no wonder that the most important moment in history, Jesus' resurrection and the discovery of his empty tomb, takes place in the morning just after dawn, when the presence of God seemed to flood the entire garden with hints of awakening. I'm so thankful for this backdrop today. Perfect representation of dawn. The angel announced, "Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." When the women recalled Jesus' words, their hearts changed, and they were able to rejoice that Jesus was not in the tomb. He was alive. Jesus was alive, and he triumphed over death. Peter's initial reaction to the resurrection was disbelief as he ran to the tomb. In John 20, we learn that Peter was joined by John at the tomb. They found the grave clothing lying in perfect order, and they knew something powerful had occurred. It was a gift to us. Peter did not recall the words of Jesus, and not seeing Jesus right there and then, he simply became confused. John knew Jesus had said that on the third day he would rise, and John believed. The importance of knowing about the life of Jesus and his teachings becomes so very evident in these verses. Being unaware of his life, being unaware of his words, a person becomes easily confused and doesn't make sense. The resurrection, the restoration, it just doesn't make sense to those who are unaware. The gift of the restoration of broken relationships, particularly between God and humans, God and you, and between individuals, rests on that restoration of Jesus' life. If you don't understand that and don't seek his word, you will not recognize that the resurrection of Jesus means that the payment that Jesus offered on the cross was perfect and complete. You will not know that death has no hold on a redeemed person. If you are unaware of Jesus' teachings, you will not know that when God's love and man's hate battled at the cross, God's love won. And you do not know that Jesus was raised from the dead, and we can be resurrected with him. Jesus draws people to right relationships with God and with each other. Paul encourages us to search deeply in our faith as he wrote this description of love in 1 Corinthians 15. He is sharing that it is good to understand the truth. The reality of the resurrection changes lives. I'll be starting at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 13. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him. The dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in sin, And then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. He indeed has risen from the dead. He is the first to be resurrected, and afterwards many will follow. Believers live by faith, living for Christ. We live for Christ, who is the salt of the earth. He has plans for us. Sometimes we take on worries that we don't necessarily need to, because he is in control. Believers must pursue Christ as our greatest treasure. We need to continue to work in the searching of his will for our lives. Did you hear that word, work? It's not that we can say, I believe, and everything will be fine. We need to work to continue to get to know him, to know his words, to know how he lived, to recognize that he rose from the dead. When we experience times of chasing our own goals and ambitions, we tend to lean away from the kingdom of God. Worldliness tends to enter into our lives pretty quickly. If any of you have questions or doubts, let that bolster or reinforce your faith. Take the time to learn and test and seek your faith and believe. The truth is compelling. Do not walk away from the privilege of becoming a vessel of God's love to those who are around you. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us pray. Father God, we pray for the hope of eternal life which we have through the resurrection of your Son. May we be faithful to your call and continue to grow in faith. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. May you each have a blessed holiday, Easter holiday. I hope you get to spend it with your family and friends. And don't eat too much. Would anyone like to share or ask a question about today's sermon?